the difference between is as myth and is as occurrence. Let me first connect this article to the previous one. This article will not do what it is designed to do, cause transformation, unless you have the side capacity, at least the aspect where you can see beyond the words, active. So with that said, I offer this transformative article. Let's see how it lands. I have said before, that is, I, and because are myths. A myth is an idea, a thought that has permeated the population, all living people. According to the dictionary, myth is a widely held but false belief or idea. Some false beliefs are quite inconsequential, but the myth of is, I, and because are very consequential. They make a person weak and powerless. In this article, I'll focus on is. When you say something is and you add another word, i.e. you use the word is as an equal mark, you mean to say, this is so, this is real, this is the same for everybody. In essence, God created the earth and humans, and even God would agree with you. Whenever you bring God into the conversation, you give up your power, and you become the mouthpiece of this God. You are self-righteous, you are all-knowing, you are the judge. On one hand, you are simply wrong. Billions of people could argue with you and win. On the other hand, you are setting up unreality. And whether it is conscious or not, you make yourself feel absolutely miserable. Your innards know that you are full of crap. And tell you. So you are not only wrong, you are also miserable. You are a victim of the disease of what Mark Twain expressed this way: it isn't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just isn't so. So the key to returning to sanity, to being not wrong, and being not so miserable, the key to returning to being effective in life is to hold whatever you say as your opinion. Another word for opinion is called a seeming. A seeming is personal. It makes you angry, disgusted, appalled. So it has all the physical effects of the formerly is, while you and the world didn't tilt for you on its corners. God didn't say all those things. I fault language. Although I really don't know which one was first, the chicken or the egg. Musseltist says it was by design. Faulty design? No. Evil design? Yes. What does that mean? If you want a populace, even 8 billion people strong, stupid, powerless, puppets, easy to sway, easy to dupe, give them a language that will do exactly that. Who is evil? I really have no idea. But it seems to me that there is a design to humans, there is a design to life. And if there is a design, there must be a designer. And if you religious folks say, I knew it. There is a God. I warn you, designer doesn't mean a living and personal God. My professional training is architecture and structural design. I designed a building and then put my attention on something else. I have no idea if it is still standing. Or even if it served its function well. No idea. And I have another bombshell for you: the closest anyone has come to altering the design is me, myself, and I, not your God. Anyway, back to the topic. But feel free to argue with me. Every argument gives me the opportunity to reveal more of what is invisible. So we already know, and have known forever, that this pesky is, I and because makes us and the world difficult and rigid and fraught with obstacles. Impenetrable obstacles. Here are a few examples. Is. It is unfair. The rich gets richer and the poor gets poorer. She is a bitch. Nasty. She doesn't care. He is stupid. He is a liar. Easy does it. It will rub off on you. It is supposed to be easy. Life is supposed to be fair. I am stupid. Why am I worthless? I don't belong. I am not loved. But I am a genius. I am a person. Because. Sorry. I was late because of the traffic. The reason I don't know because I am stupid. I can't get ahead because of the competition. You see? I am fat because of my wife's cooking. All of those statements, or even just some of them, can make you ineffective in life, stupid, and miserable. They wall you in, and create life as an obstacle field, with options but no possibilities. The best you can do is adjust. Adjust your behavior, your dreams, your everything, so you can make do with what you can and can't do or have. On the other hand, if you consider all those a personal seeming, then you open up the field and the world becomes your oyster. If you consider that what you see is a mix of your personal opinion and reality, then you can use the word occurrence and clear reality, your personal reality of the rigidness of reality. We, humans, don't have direct access to reality. Not you, not me. As far as we can tell, there may not even be a reality independent of what we perceive. As far as we can tell, reality is a figment of our language. But our rigid language makes it seem that reality is solid and it's there. This article was designed to make that solidness become malleable, so you can have a wide open space to play, not the obstacle course you are used to. Not things, not people, not even societies are solid. But your speaking may make them so. Your language. Change your language and you can wake up to a new malleable reality where your word has power. And consequently you have power. So what should you do? The first thing to get is that this is not all at once like stepping over a door would be. It needs practice, and diligent, light-hearted practice. You may want to start with moving your center of attention to your innards. Your innards tell you what is personal. Because you want to bring it down to the personal level. Because most people I have ever met have not paid attention to their innards, what we call feelings, this may take a while. You want to relearn your body's language. Cold, hot, tension, pressure, disgust, distaste, alarm, alert, and not label it. People I know label the few feelings they feel as fear, anxiety, excitement. But those are also an is, and likely not a good label. Just feel what you feel. Without the words that make it whatever you are used to think you are feeling. The things, the experiences you have been calling feeling are mostly emotions. Emotions are created by and with words. There are no words in feelings. If there are any words, it is an emotion. Take away the words, and pay attention to your body. Your whole body. For starters, do not interpret any of those feelings. Just feel them. Interpreting them would add labels. And at this point you probably have no familiarity with feelings. If you wanted to get an idea to what degree you don't have familiarity, read the excellent book Feelings from Margachi. I have read it in Hungarian, in English. And it was an eye-opener. But the job is not to become an expert at feelings. The job is to learn that you, humans, have places a whole layer of fog, tishtosh, blurring the picture, confusing layer on top of the natural guidance system we were born with. The job is to poke holes in that fog. The first hole you can poke is to consider everything you want to say is universal and true alike, or at least merely an opinion. And because everyone has an opinion, yours is about as unimportant as the 8 billion others, so you can calm down and smell the roses. No one has appointed you to be God on earth. Unless someone has. Some other person that has an opinion like everyone. And you are the president of a country. But even then your opinion is about as valid as everyone else's. Calm down and get back to no thing. What? When you manage to treat all your opinions as a thing, and you own that they were created by you through words, you can get to no thing. An empty space where you can create with your words. Create, this time, something that is worth creating. Beauty, abundance, love, friendship, partnership. Being a winner, being successful, being a person. And start living in a world where possibility reigns. And where it is all up to you. Will you? And if you won't, why not? Everybody can. Even the stupidest. So if you can, why don't you? Some of you can't grok what I am saying. Groking happens in the thinking brain, not in the thinking about brain, the mind. It is a matter of intelligence. And it is a matter of willingness to think what I am asking you to think, not think about what I said. So that requires discipline. You need to think it, not think about it. When you use your mind instead, it is like you are trying to butter your toast with your feet. Won't work. In the mind you are comparing it with other things that you have already heard, substituting words. And you end up not with what I said but more of the same. I have a student who has been doing exactly that for 10 years now. You may be like him. Another student who never does what is asked of her and probably won't grok what I am teaching here. She is unwilling. Why? Because it would make her entire past and her behavior wrong, and she cannot tolerate it. This is very important. If you are not willing to have been wrong, this work, anything I teach, is not for you. You have been wrong, all your life. Wrong as in mistaken. You lived in a reality that you created that had as much relationship to reality as a pile of dirt to a freshly baked bread. None. If you can't take that, this work is not for you. When I looked who were the people I kicked out, removed from my courses, they were all unwilling to have been wrong. The more important to you to have been right all along, and your parents, the world is the way you say it is, the less I can do anything for you. And the more significant your I is and has been, ditto. Interestingly, certain soul corrections are traditionally less able or less willing to see that they have been wrong. 29, 23, 38, 32. Most everyone current has done, or has access to the Feel Your Feelings workshop, 5 sessions. You can buy the Feel Your Feeling workshop, Or even better, buy the Inner Authority Workshop. It will start training you. But please remember, whatever happens in the class is not enough. Unless you practice and get to know thing, you won't get the results, the wide open space of possibility. Become an individual with inner authority. There is a subset of these myths, the having to, needing to, wanting to, and should. All the human myths are designed to disempower you. The less you allow them to rule your life, the more powerful you can become with your word, with your actions. Don't forget, power is the ability to make things happen. Not power over someone else.